33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The Texas State Board of Education has, for the second time, rejected a Mexican-American Studies textbook submitted for approval. The latest move came earlier this month, and that leaves public school teachers without state-approved materials to teach the topic. So, no textbook? No classes? Not quite. At a handful of public schools, local teachers and administrators are filling the gap, albeit with little direction from the state. Texas Standard's Kate Gretzinger reports.
Lyndon B. Johnson Early College High School is one of eight schools in the Austin Independent School District offering an ethnic studies course for the first time this year. Andrea Gaines and a few other Austin ISD teachers worked over the summer to create a curriculum for the course. It relies heavily on primary sources and graphic novels to introduce students to alternative narratives in American history. Last week, Ms. Gaines asked her class to reflect on what they've learned so far this year. Donye McKee's answer: everything she didn't learn in American history.
I feel like we've learned things that we don't usually learn, because, I mean, we've all taken history before. So it's like we've learned things that we didn't even touch on when we took, you know, the required history.
Gaines' class roughly reflects the demographics of LBJ's student body, which is 60% Hispanic, 36% African American, and 2% Caucasian. She says the class has been especially interesting to students at LBJ, because it houses a majority Caucasian magnet school on the floor above it.
I think it's been really healthy for students to have space to be really open and understand all the structural things that created these two schools and a lot of the feelings that they've had their whole high school experience.
In her class, Gaines covers topics including the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC, and Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Both of those topics concern students of color in America gaining access to education. Donye McKee says this material has made her enjoy a subject she used to hate.
Honestly, like, I'm gonna tell the truth, I've always hated history because I think that, like, you know, I choose to remember things that are important to me, and I never felt like any of that was important to me as an individual.
Though this course doesn't have a state-approved textbook, it does meet state requirements. Jessica Jolliffe made sure of that. She's the social studies supervisor for Austin ISD. She had teachers in the district work with professors from the University of Texas at Austin to create an ethnic studies curriculum that aligned with the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, or TEKS, requirements for special topics in social studies.
So the special topics TEKS don't call out, like, specific people or specific groups or specific time periods. They don't reference specific events. It's all very general. And so it's really easy to fit what we want to do with an ethnic studies curriculum into those special topics TEKS.
Jolliffe says she also reached out to Houston ISD, which has offered a course in Mexican American Studies for the last few years. The Texas Education Agency approved it as an innovative course, which is a designation the state school board created to allow schools to offer courses that go beyond what's required by TEKS. Douglas Torres Edwards is the former director of social studies for Houston ISD.
It's a standalone course that he is now approved for use, not only in Houston ISD, but as other districts may be interested, they can also adopt our learning objectives and offer a bona fide Mexican-American Studies course as well.
To use Houston's innovative Mexican-American Studies course, school districts have to vote to approve it. Torres Edwards worries that could be restrictive. He cites what happened in Arizona, where state legislators voted in 2010 to ban the teaching of ethnic studies. That law was in place until this August, when a federal judge ruled it unconstitutional. Angela Valenzuela is a professor of Mexican-American Studies at UT Austin. She testified in the Arizona case and was involved in developing the ethnic studies course for Austin ISD.
This all goes back ultimately to the late 60s and early 70s, when the ethnic studies movements were very strong, but there's been kind of a hiatus for a number of reasons. But Arizona was what I think inspired everybody.
Valenzuela believes the Arizona ruling helped push the Texas School Board to change its stance on ethnic studies materials and courses. After voting against approving a Mexican-American studies course in 2014, the state school board put out a call for textbook submissions. Board member Marisa Perez says that didn't yield the results they'd hoped for. Now, they're back to square one. Perez says the board has added a discussion on developing a Mexican-American studies course to its January agenda.
It seems like something has happened and there is an appetite for it among the board. I hope that rings true.
There's certainly an appetite among students, as Ms. Gaines' ethnic studies class proves.
So there's just like total enthusiasm and emotional engagement and intellectual engagement. So I think in that sense, it's a dream to teach.
If the board decides to develop a Mexican-American studies course, it would be available to any public school in the state that wants to offer it. I'm Kate Gretzinger for the Texas Standard.